Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we start our new Bible study series, as we discuss our mission statement and who we are as Faith Lutheran, we are studying witness, mercy, and life together. We come together to see the ways that the Lord is active through witness, mercy, and life together in our lives. And amazingly, for our study today, our three scripture lessons actually tell us a little bit about witness, mercy, and life together. So for this first portion, we are going to talk about witness. We witness a lot of things in our lives. We hear, "I've witnessed a lot," and so on. Many times, what we witness can have a profound effect on our lives. In our reading this morning, what a text for witness we have in our epistle reading, as Paul writes to Timothy. Paul's writing to the young pastor Timothy, one who he has instructed in the faith, who he has witnessed to, and to his family. And in this second letter to Timothy, Paul writes words of encouragement for the sake of Timothy's proclamation of Christ in the midst of his flock and flocks. Paul knows that Timothy will witness many things. Some of those things will be struggles. He will witness people in the body of Christ not always embracing the unity that they have in Christ. He will witness his own failures. He will witness the sin at times, which appears to be or is a strong witness against ministry. I think we can relate to that simply in our daily lives. We witness many things happening around us and in the world that continue to show us that sin is still in the world, brokenness is still in the world, and sometimes it's as strong as the witness of death. And we will witness often to our own failures and faults that come up time and time again, and how sin leads to death. But Paul has words of encouragement for Timothy and for us. He says, "Share in the suffering as a good soldier in Christ Jesus." How can Paul be so bold to tell Timothy to share in this? Well, it's because it's the witness of Christ, the witness that trumps and dismantles all other witnesses. It's the embodied, fleshly, incarnated Christ who appeared to Paul on the road to Damascus. It was the true Christ that he saw appear to him and speak his word into his ears. This true Christ is the source, the power, the beginning and the end of our faith. And Paul has witnessed Jesus risen from the dead. He has given the witness to Timothy's family, and to Timothy himself, and to many, many other people. Paul has witnessed Christ, but not Paul alone. This is the witness that has been entrusted to others as well, who have seen Christ. This witness is the good confession that has been handed down, not from men, but from Christ Jesus himself. For Christ has come, suffered, and died, and risen from the dead to announce once and for all forgiveness and life in his name. And this Christ has been handed down through generations. This confession of Christ has come to you this morning through faithful witnesses. And this is a witness for which Paul himself was willing to suffer and to be imprisoned as a criminal. And this is where we get such beautiful gospel. Paul is in chains when he's writing this letter to Timothy. He's in chains as a prisoner. But he says the gospel is not bound. The gospel witness cannot be caged in. The gospel witness is wild and unkempt. The lion of Judah is out of his cage. He has defeated death. The world may try to lock him up. But the more it tries, the more it leaps out. The church leaps out in witness to the unsurpassing power of God in Christ Jesus, the one who is faithful, even if we are not. And this wild, untamed, unbound gospel, brothers and sisters in Christ, is your witness.